free yourself
of income tax, deception, slavery, and robbery. So before I do that, let me make an announcement for you guys, an important one that you see on my screen. I'm going to be speaking at the Red Pill Expo in Mount Rushmore by Rapid City, South Dakota, June 5th and 6th. So you want to check it out, folks. And I'll be there along with a bunch of other great speakers that you really want to see here from. Look at all the fantastic, great speakers they got, folks, on their website. These are the movers and shakers that tell you the truth out of the matrix of lies and deception. So I look forward to seeing you all there. So now, as you know, at the end, by the way, I will answer any and all of your freedom-related questions about this topic or any freedom topic that you're interested in. The live audience, you get to ask me questions, and I'll do my best to answer it for you. I apologize for the delay. Hopefully, we didn't lose that many people calling tonight. Do you have a lot of people missing on the call tonight, guys, as a result of my delay? Not that many? Okay, very good. So here we go, folks. We're going to go and have some fun. Give me 1, 2, 3, guys. We're going to start recording right now. IRS is mostly bluff, and you should call it and for yourself. But let me see if I can do this, guys, real quickly. If I do this, okay. Okay, that doesn't come up. All right. This comes up. Oh, that came up. Let me see if I switch to this. Just 1 second, live audience, guys, if you don't mind. I just check, get a few things on my computer. Those images are coming slowly, so I won't use them tonight, guys, so that's okay. Okay. All right. No problem. Okay. Very good. Let's get started.
Countdown now in 3, 2, 1.
The IRS is mostly bluff. Call their bluff and free yourselves of U.S. income taxes. My name is Paymon Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. In this presentation, I'm going to show you some eye-opening stuff that's going to be incredibly different for you. You do not know this information. Any place else on the internet is not available. So watch closely, because I'm going to give you the keys to your freedom by freeing your mind. This is a Red Pill presentation you've been looking for to be free. Now, before I go on, I'm going to show you a 1 minute short clip, which sets the stage of this presentation, which is very concept is important for you to get. I will give you the details later on. This is a clip from a movie called A Bug's Life, a cartoon made about, I think, maybe 15 years ago, maybe 2005 or so, I think, or maybe 10. It's a great cartoon. I recommend you all watch it, A Bug's Life. And in this clip, you're going to see the head of the, what do you call those creatures? Grasshoppers who've enslaved the ants, okay? He's talking about the ants and who've been serving the grasshoppers and why they need to keep them in line, because it's not about food. And it gives us context of this whole process. So have a little fun watching this short clip that I'm going to bring you right now. Here we go. Here comes Hopper about to start this. Here we go.
You're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boy. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Got it, folks. To Chase, Bank of America, Citicorp, Amazon, Google, these mega corporations, Boeing, we are just a bunch of puny ants, and we serve them and their politicians and their system of governance. We outnumber them 100 to 1. And if you ever figure that out, their bread and butter is gone, because they use government for all kind of special favors and monopolies and enriching themselves with your sweat and tears. Their way of life will be gone. It's about keeping you in line as a slave. And now, my friend, I will gladly watch for you. Before I do that, though, you're probably wondering, well, Paymon, who are you? I never heard about you. Well, let me give you a little background so you see why that makes me qualified to give you this information. I'm an immigrant from Iran, came to USA in 1977 at age 14, got my degree in business administration from California State University in Long Beach, became an American citizen naturalized in 1989. In 1992, I heard that the income tax system is a fraud, a lie, and deception on the American people. I have openly not filed and paid income tax for over 30 years. I've been educating people for 28 years about the income tax fraud and scam. And folks, I've been under investigation by the IRS since 1994, quarter of a century ago, continuously, and they've never, ever tried to even indict me to try to put me in jail for not filing paying income tax and telling Americans like you how you don't have to be slave either. If you go to our website, all the stuff I'm telling you is backed up. You'll see, for example, on this page, we have Freedom Law School victories. You see how I've been under investigation since 1994 as a potential tax fraud promoter. Yes, documented there. IRS came after me. You see number 2, for 11 years, $700,000 of taxes, and it was all removed within 2 years by 2011. In 2003, you see number 3, IRS came after me as an abusive tax shelter promoter, okay? And you see all this stuff, as you click on these victories, it's all, the documentation is there. So I'm not making this stuff up. In 2003, they approached me, and by 2013, they abandoned their bogus claim that I am promoting an abusive tax shelter promoter. I've been continuously under criminal investigation, abusive tax shelter promotion, civil investigation, or double up on these investigations at the same time. All of my videos are watched by the IRS because they want to stop me, but they can't because I have the law on my side. It's on your side as well. So what I'm going to do, folks, is I'm going to show you in just a moment how the legal system, first I'm going to show you, folks, why you should stop filing income tax. That's something important. Why should you even pay income tax? You know, I talk to a lot of people out there who believe that we should pay income tax because, well, it pays for our roads, for schools, for police and fire protection. Without all these things, you know, I want to contribute to our great American society, great American country we have. I want to pay my fair share. I'm okay with that. But really, that's a bunch of lies they told you. A dumb presentation on this topic. Look at here, okay? Here we go, okay, on this page, folks. On our livefreenow.org, you'll see how your federal income tax dollars are wasted, okay? I got three videos, okay? The first one is without the income tax, you know, we don't need, they don't pay for roads, military, police, firefighters, and schools. They're all paid by your local state, county, or city taxes, sales tax, property tax. So you'll be completely safe without the income tax, okay? You don't need that, okay? You get your kids get educated, you'll be completely safe with police. Number two, folks, the video, by the way, on this topic, you'll see, covers these issues and educates you further on that. The next video is on this topic of, and I'll show you right here. Let's go down here. All your federal income tax dollars being recklessly wasted. Not wasted. They are they being, as they say, recklessly wasted. And they are. The video is right here. I'm just going to show you a quick clip from that. Okay? So basically what it does, folks, is here. Well, look at this, folks. It's absolutely, look at this. This was this one clip from it in September 10, 2001. An audit of the Pentagon, the military United States, showed that $2.3 trillion of Pentagon military military spending was completely unaccounted funds. That is not funds that were wasted or abused. No, that's funds they could not even find where it went. It went down a sewer rat hole. They can't even find it. Yes, that came right before 9/11/2001. Okay, there's a short video on this right here, and there's a longer, more detailed video that in that press conference, Donald Rumsfeld, Secretary of Defense, was telling that. Now, that's just one government agency, folks. They all are not only wasted, they just don't know where the money even goes down the sewer, have no idea where it ends up. Okay? I think that's bad. What's happening with your hard-earned money, with your sweat and tears, your stress, you're not getting enough sleep, because you have to work longer hours, okay, overtime, on weekends, double jobs. You can't keep up with your bills because you're being robbed. Or worse than that, money is used to commit crimes. Yes, money is being used to commit crimes and to cover up the crime of these criminals. Yes. And you'll see in the video here, I'll cover that topic in more detail. Here it is, okay? Here's an example. Hillary Clinton, folks. This woman was an absolute criminal. She had broke so many national security laws by having that private server in her home to get all these top security national emails coming to her home. She would have been shot, literally convicted and shot for treason. That's how bad what she did was. But her buddies in the corrupt Federal Bureau Investigation, FBI, and the U.S. Department of Injustice, DOJ, they covered up for her. They get immunity to all of her buddies, okay, from prosecution. Yeah, these criminals have literally taken over the U government. The Department of Injustice, the lawyers are the top layer. They are the criminals that tell the CIA, FBI, IRS what to do. So now there's a longer video on this topic. Also, that's a short. And a longer video on this topic, I'll cover even more. Here you can see I mentioned how the Obama administration killed, murdered a 16-year-old American without any kind of a trial, hearing, or appeal. Simply assassinated the 16-year-old American. And here's being reported on July 9, 2012 in Esquire magazine. You did not hear about that? Well, you heard about it here from Freedom Law School. They now have given themselves the authority, the federal government, with your money, to assassinate you, any American they want, without any kind of a trial, no jury trial, no judge trial, nothing, no appeal. And it's completely legal and constitutional, so they claim. Thanks to your money that they are having you give them voluntarily. You have a legal, ethical, constitutional, moral duty to stop paying money and supporting your enemies that are one here and they want to destroy you. The legal issue I'm going to cover right now, folks, okay? Let's go to my screen. We're going to start from the legal issue, okay, before we get too much further. Here is the 1040 U.S. Individual Income Tax. Here's a form, U.S. Individual Income Tax Return. You thought the term U.S. means the 50 states, the 50 states of America? Huh? Guess what? Think again. I will show you. Okay, let's continue. Because they're telling you the truth, but they're deceiving you. Here's a 1040 income tax instruction booklet from IRS's website. You go to page 8, and they tell you about filing requirements. And they say clearly, these rules apply to all U.S. citizens. Right there at the top, to all U.S. citizens. And you are thinking, oh, that's me. April 15th every year, I'm a U.S. citizen. I must pay income tax, right? Well, it depends on how they define U.S. The U.S. that you're thinking is not the U.S. that they wrote in the federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code. This is the entire federal tax laws, my personal paper copy. It's, as you can see, full of tons of pages, tissue paper thin. They define in minute, tiny font detail everything. So you precisely must follow the law. Well, let's look what the law says. It will surprise you. Let's look at the actual laws now. We're going to go on there. And here it is, folks. We go by, but this is part of our petition to Congress. What I'm showing you, this is part of a petition to Congress to stop the criminality of the IRS and U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers who are deceiving and robbing you. Okay? Look at this. This is from an online Internal Revenue Code from the Lawyers of House of Representatives website, Internal Revenue Code. And here you see definitions. Section 7001, when used in this title, what title are they speaking about, folks? Here, Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code is what they're speaking about. In this book, right, they define all kinds of things, including the term United States. Look at that. The term United States, I'm going to zoom in one more time. They define it as what? Okay? As you, when used in a geographical sense, that's the one we care, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Oh, and the term state? Oh. You're thinking California, Florida, Texas? No. The term state, they say here, shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. That's it. Right? When such construction or understanding is necessary to carry out the provisions of this Title 26, yes, is necessary. So we have Washington, D.C. Plus Washington, D.C. equals what? Is still only Washington, D.C. Yes. So the term United States is not what you are thinking. Not the 50 states. It means Washington, D.C. U.S. is Washington, D.C. And U.S. citizen means, according to a revenue code, Washington, D.C. citizen. The singular federal government of Washington, D.C., not the 50 states. And I will show you, even the IRS, the Treasury Department regulations imposing the income tax, say that explicitly to you. Let's go on to here. You see here from the Code of Federal Regulations, right? The interpretation of the Treasury. Income tax on individuals, Regulation 1.1-1, which says Section 1 of the Code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a, look at that, citizen or resident of the United States, meaning Washington, D.C. Yes, that means Washington, D.C. Let's go down a little bit further in his regulations to see, and it tells us more clearly, who is a citizen, right? Well, you want to know that? It tells you. Every person born or naturalized in the United States, which means Washington, D.C., and subject to, look at that, its jurisdiction. That's a singular its, Washington, D.C., federal government, not the 50 plural, their jurisdiction, subject to, as you see, singular its jurisdiction. And if you think these definitions do not matter, that obviously the 50 states are included, think again. According to the Supreme Court, folks, the Supreme Court tells you clearly in this case, in year 2000, Stenberg versus Carhart, when they go down and reach further from the Supreme Court decision, when a statute or a law includes an explicit definition, like United States, as being Washington, D.C., we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yes, the ordinary meaning to you doesn't matter, the 50 states, okay? And it's axiomatic, obvious, self-evident that the statutory definition, legal definition of the term excludes stated meanings of that term, like the 50 states are not simply there. So now we got that clear, folks. We're going to go on because now it's become very clear to you the income tax doesn't apply to you. I'm going to go to the next part. And that is, you've been bluffed. You've been completely bluffed, folks. A U.S. senator, folks, in 1969 named Henry Belmont, folks, said, and I have it in our Freedom Catalog, by the way, this freedom, you should ask for this, by the way. Our Freedom Catalog, you should go on our website and request this. I will send it to you for free. This, okay, but you should go to our website and you're going to see this and more in there, okay? If you go to our front page, livefreenow.org, our website, you go and here on the right side, it says get your free freedom education package now and get started below. If you fill out this information, folks, you will be in touch with us. We will send you, click on this gold bar, your free freedom education package, our freedom catalog, and you're going to see a lot in there, good stuff. Okay, so you definitely want to do that. You also want to subscribe to our channel, like Freedom Law School, folks, because that is what is necessary, folks, to get our message out there. Is people like you supporting us. If you'll get that Freedom Catalog, I'm just going to read you what it says. Okay, you want to get this so you can see it for yourself. Attorney Belmont, folks, here's what he said, absolutely amazing. Here it is in red. In a recent conversation with an official of the IRS, I was amazed when he told me, quote, if taxpayers of this country ever discover that the IRS operates a 90% bluff, the entire system will collapse. The entire system, folks. That was in 1969. IRS is in much worse shape now than 1969, as I will show you. There's such an organization falling apart, a wasteful, corrupt, incompetent entity. They are the creature of the media. Just like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, they are not this all-powerful, all-knowing, seeing entity government that will get you. Just like Joe Biden is nothing. He didn't get all these votes. The media keeps telling you about it, right? That he's fantastic. Hillary Clinton's great. Same thing with the IRS, folks. Media got you brainwashed all these decades. The IRS will get you. Well, I can tell you what. I got official Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration report on the IRS and non-filers. See, there's no law requirement to file income tax unless you're from Washington, D.C., citizen resident, according to the book, or if you get money from the federal government connect to performing functions of federal public office. I've covered this, folks, in the other videos in at Freedom Law School. If you're back, if you go to the front page of Freedom Law School, folks, as you will see, okay, you haven't watched this short video on the front page. You should watch this, and other viewers that will come up will get to this issue in more detail, okay? Make sure you watch on this issue in more detail. So now I'm going to go to this Treasury Inspector General, as you see on my screen right here. May 9th, 2020, it's pretty recent. Here it says, high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the Internal Revenue Service. Whoa! See that, folks? Okay? You see that? Yeah! Check this out. And you are under the impression that, oh, they want you to believe that if I stop filing income tax, they can put me in jail next year. Yeah, empty my bank account next year or take my paycheck. That's what they want you to believe. They're so incompetent. Okay, let's go read this report. Let's go down this report and to this page. According, so what's a high-income tax person? Well, here it is. In footnote 7, they'll tell you that according to Internal Revenue Manual, a high-income non-filer is any non-filer with a total income greater than or equal to $100,000. Yes. We're talking about guys over $100,000 income the IRS cannot even come after. Billions, right? Let's go further in this government report, and here it is. It says high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the Internal Revenue Service. Okay, now you go down here. Look at the number of non-filers in this chart. I'm going to zoom in now just a little bit more, so you can see this even better, my friend. Okay, look at this chart. In 2010. On the left, it shows it was roughly about 7.5 million. In 2012, went down to 6 million estimate. These are all estimates, folks. They don't really know. This is all guesswork. You remember that, okay? But look, it's gone up. And to 2016, almost 11 million. Yes, from 2012, 6 million to 2016. 11 million almost, it nearly doubled the number of non-filers. And the IRS is incompetent to come after this high income. Not the poor guy making $20,000, $30,000 a year. High income, guys, making over $100,000 a year. They cannot come after him. They leave him alone, right? So let's go to the next page on this report. Here it is again, another chart, okay? This is ranges of estimated tax due of high-income non-filers, right? Having not satisfied filing requirements where they claim, right? Look at this, folks. In this chart, It shows first the number of non-filers total in the bottom it shows of the chart is 879,000 that they identified. Almost 900,000 that they identified. There's more that they could not identify. Remember that too. Okay? So here we go. Between 50 to 100,000, there's 410,000 people in that category. 50 to 100,000, over 100,000. 100,000 to 500,000 is over 50,000 people who don't file income tax. Yes. Look at it. Even people making half a million to a million, there's over 3,000 of those who do not file income tax. And people that make over $1 million, almost 2,000 of these people also have not filed and paid income tax. How do you like that? Huh? Look at these guys making over $1 million. And because I know sometimes rich people come to me and say, oh, I got too much at stake. You know, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it all. Oh. And the guys that are poor, they say, or middle class, they say, oh, I don't make that much. So if they come after me, I'm going to just lose the rest of it. It's all based upon fear, folks. Deception. You have a lot more power than you knew. And they're much weaker than you knew. Let's go to the next chart here. Oh, well, again, they say hundreds of thousands, tax years 2014 through 16, high-income non-filers have gone unaddressed. Oh, high-income non-filers pose a high compliance risk. That means that if you stop filing the income tax, other ants, according to Hopper, will catch on and they'll lose control. You won't be in line. They got to check you in line. That's a risk for them. And according to the IRS, are considered high priority cases. Oh, really? Well, you know, therefore, these taxpayers should typically be selected for the appropriate enforcement, like issued delinquency notices followed by collection or examination division. But guess what? The IRS is not doing it. Yes, they're complaining IRS is not doing it. Incompetence, you name it. Let's go, folks, to the next part of this. I'm going to show you. Here it is. High-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked. And you see again, it just for years 14 to 16, the number of cases they got an inventory, again, almost 900,000. That's the numbers that they know again, right? Now let's go here to another thing. Again, people are afraid that if they stop filing paying income tax, they're going to go to jail. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you walk around worrying that you might die of, or get hit by lightning? Even if you live in Florida, are you worried that when you walk on the streets, you might get lit by lightning? No? Okay. I gotcha. Because the chance of getting hit by lightning is extremely remote, isn't it? Yes. Extremely remote that you get hit by lightning. If you go to my website, livefreenow.org, you see this page under education materials to eye-opening education. Under education materials, go to eye-opening education. And I've done the math for you, folks. This is facts that you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 tax confession forms. Yes. You know? It's just your chance of, you know, if you don't file, go to jail is even less than being hit by lightning. The odds are listed here and at the bottom of this page. The mathematic numbers are crunching is done for you. I'm not making that up. You're a math guy, you want to see numbers at the bottom of the page, it's there. Okay? Now, if you go down on this page a little bit further, oh, by the way, on this page, folks, you got to watch the videos on this page. They're very eye-opening for you guys, okay? But if you go down to this part that you ought to watch, Freedom Law School shows you how the IRS exposed themselves as a paper tiger. Yes, paper tiger. If you click on this paper tiger link, okay, it'll open up to this page. IRS, the big paper tiger exposed. You go down on this thing, and you see the letter from the IRS, which I'm going to blow up for you right here. It was written in 1998 from U.S. Department of Treasury, IRS, to this guy named Juan Dewan Abel. And it says, I'm going to blow this up a little bit more for you guys so you can see it a little bit better. It says, based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate, yes, IRS doesn't know. They're only guessing. Well, I take their guess over anybody else's guess, so I'll go with IRS's guess, okay? Best IRS estimate that there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This estimate is based on data available to the service on the individual master file. 63 million non-filers in 1996. That's what, 25 years ago? If you adjust that for inflation, the number today is, what, I'm guessing would be around 80 million. 80 million non-filers, right? And they're not working, these people. Even high-income people are not being, they're coming after. Making over 100,000, over a million, they're not working, these people. They're not the all-powerful entity that wants you to believe that they are. Let's go to the next chart, folks. Now, okay, let's go to, here we go. So why do you have income tax system going on, folks, okay? The reason income tax system going on, folks, is because of people wanting to pay what they think is their fair share, which I showed you is used not to build roads. Not, they don't need that. The federal, all the federal roads are paid by federal taxes or mostly by state taxes, even state highways, federal highway system. Okay, roads are paid by local taxes. Police is local, sales and property tax paid for police and fire and schools, the children. That's what our system is based upon, not the federal government. Okay? IRS knows what they're doing is not based upon their power. They don't have the power. It's based on you wanting to support this criminal entity that the U.S. government has become. Yes, they say it on their website to their own employees. Look at this. This is IRS's website, IRS.gov, Internal Revenue Manual. This is the manual for the employees of the IRS, okay, what they, you know, got to follow. Under authorities, look at this. IRS says to its employees, our system of taxation depends on force, fear, how many people file income tax by force, audits, collections? No. On the taxpayer's belief, your belief, my friends, they rely on your belief that, one, the tax laws they follow apply to everyone, and that the IRS will respect and protect their rights under the law. Okay. But guess what? It's not based upon the power of the IRS, but your belief that the tax laws apply to everyone. Well, guess what, folks? I got news for the IRS and you. They do not apply to 99% of you. And they're afraid that you'll find out. And by the way, you did find out. You have found out. But now you want to take this to your family members first. Spouse, brothers, sisters, parents, children, cousins, uncles, aunts, first. Then your co-workers and friends. Anybody you know out there on your Facebook page, okay, social media, everywhere, get it out there. Wake up the mass of ants that they think we are to get rid of all these hopper, grasshoppers who want to enslave us because they want to protect their way of life to keep us in line or get out of their corrupt line. Okay? So let's continue, folks. Now I'm going to show you, ooh, look at this article, folks. This comes from Bloomberg Tax. Okay? This article is actually fairly recent, February 17, 2021, entitled Make Tax System Fair, right? Easier for taxpayers while collecting $1.4 trillion owed but not paid. Who is it written by? Well, you know who the authors are? Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati were both former IRS commissioners. Yes, these guys both used to head up the IRS. So they're experts on the topic. They know, right? Look at what they admit to in this article. Let's go down in this article what they say, and here's what they say. What's critical? Oh, it's critical, folks. It's critical, according to them, that you get this. Critical here is that substantially all of the revenue increases government IRS collects in taxes does not come from IRS audits. That's not me bolding it. That's them. The word not is bolded in the article for emphasis. It does not come from IRS audits. It comes from taxpayers getting it right when they file their returns. It comes from taxpayers file their returns. Got it? Again, it comes from, the revenue comes from taxpayers file their returns. That's where they get their power because you put the rope around your neck without even knowing that you gave away your power. Yes. You put the rope around your neck on the penalty of perjury. You swear it's all true, correct, and complete. Here we go again. I'll show you on our page, the same page on the education materials, eye-opening education. Go down further. You see here, your signature line on 1040 form. Here it is, folks. On the 1040 form, this little signature form on the, hey, what's that tiny font? Oh, you cannot even read it. I have to blow it up for you on the right side, on the big black bold with underline, under penalties of perjury, you sign this form, which means in red, I've written for you, basically, throw me in prison. If everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete, yes. You are relying completely on that tax preparer guy, HR Block, TurboTax, bookkeeper, CPA, even tax lawyer, who doesn't even know that this book does not apply to you. Fills out these forms for this tax as if it applies to you. If he doesn't get it perfect, does he go to prison? TurboTax, HR Block, bookkeeper, CPA accountant, tax lawyer? No. You go to prison for his mistakes. Yes. And guess what? It's so bad. Even, look at this thing. Even the chief, former chief judge of U.S. Tax Court could not defend her tax confession 1040 form. Here it is. Judge Krupa, that's the picture of the lady you see right here. She went to prison because she filed religiously filed and paid on her 1040 forms, just like they're telling you here, right? Yet, when the IRS came after her, she did not even try to put up a defense and go to trial to defend those 1040 income tax confession forms, because that's what they are. You're confessing under penalty of perjury, like before a jury and judge put the rope around your neck, putting on the ledge here, along with over 100 million Americans, let the IRS pick one, maybe yours, to keep you in line. She did that, and she could not even defend her 1040 form. And she was looking to go to prison for over 20 years. Yes, more time than getting for raping the person. So she not want to get 20, 25 years of prison. She pled guilty for some harmless paper crime. Yep, she pled guilty, and oh, she got a good deal. 34 months, almost 3 years. Yep. And folks, let me tell you something else. You know, another thing you should do, folks, you should go to our website under education materials and go down to the questions to ask your tax preparer tab and open that tab. And you should ask your tax preparer these questions before you ever, okay, file a 1040 income tax form again. This is not a very long one. There's a video on it. You should do that. These are very, very simple questions I put together for you to ask of them. Okay? Think that's not bad enough for the IRS? How much power you have? A lot more than you knew. There's more. Check this out, folks. Here it is. This ProPublica is a George Soros funded, supported communist socialist paper. Wrote an article in December 2018. Oh, poor the IRS. How the IRS was gutted. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for the IRS, don't you? Remember, this was written over 2 years ago. Let's scroll down to the most important part of this. You can Google, look it online, folks. By the way, all the articles, everything about this presentation in the description, the link for them will be there. You can look them up, read them more for yourself. So the article goes and tells you this, give us this chart, right? Investigations of people, oops, let me fix it, who don't file a return have plunged. Yes, plunged. That's not what I'm saying it. This is based on IRS information. Look at the source, the IRS. Is telling them this. And look at that. In 2010, there were, at that time, 2.3 million non-filers that they somehow, you know, they investigated. By 2017, it had plunged to 360,000. Yep. About 15%, 85% reduction. And guess what, folks? I can tell you from personal experience, that number has gone down to now nearly zero. Yes, nearly zero. Because I know, I used to get a lot of people contacting me with a lot of IRS letters. And what made it even zero, even worse, is the whole corona hoax hysteria where IRS employees, because of social distancing, right? They must stay home, try to do the work remotely from a computer, except they can't do that remotely. IRS has 80,000 employees. 60,000 of them are clerks. Only 20,000 are about any intelligence, auditors, collection agents, and others. They go home because of social distancing. The stuff, the work they got, backlogs. They're not coming after non-filers. Because remember, why are they not coming after non-filers? Because you got to remember this. the former IRS commissioners tell you that what is critical for you to understand, it's critical, as you get that here, that substantially all of the revenue increases, taxes, do not come from IRS audits, but they come from tax people when they file their returns, their confession forms. Yep. When you confess on those 10 for your confession forms, okay? Now, I've done videos on all these topics. Again, you can see, and all will be in the description, you know, about IRS, the paper tiger, all that stuff is in there. Bottom line, folks, is this. How do you got this? I want you to watch this short 1 minute video once again to really fully get the picture. Here we go.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one and.
Yeah, boy, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
Remember, you are those ants that the grasshopper big banks and corporations are talking about, right? They are the grasshoppers, you're the ants.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1.
We outnumber them more than 100 to 1, right?
And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
Ah, if you ever figure that out, the way of life of Chase, Citicorp, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Boeing, Amazon, Google, right? Facebook, all these mega giants, the gig is up. All the people with money, military industrial contractors get paid, waste your money, their gig is up. They cannot just suck off and live off of your heart, sweat, and tears, and stress. They can't do that anymore. Right?
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
About keeping you all in line. Right? Because you are guaranteed to provide them sustainable support and feeding them off your stress and hard work. They are keeping you in line. It's all deception, folks. They don't have all the power they want you to believe that they got. You have a lot more power than you ever realized. Now, what you got to do about it? Okay. People ask me, Raymond, okay, I got it. Raymond, just tell me what I got to do now. Where do I go from here? I'll tell you where you go from here forward to free yourself. Free yourself of this deception, slavery, and robbery by the IRS. Okay, let's go back to the screen. Okay, first you got to go to the front page of Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org. That's where you start. Okay, watch this 9 minute video right here explaining to you why there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. When you watch this video, when you go and watch it, they take it to YouTube, as I'll do here. What you see will do on your right-hand side, a short playlist appears on the right. Watch these short videos on the right side on this playlist. They're short. They're anywhere from 3 to 7 minutes long, the rest of them. When you watch the short videos, also some of them, not all of them, at the end of them, have a longer version of them come up, like you see here on the top left here is a 54-minute full, complete presentation on this topic of who is required to file IRS 1040 forms and pay U.S. income taxes, okay? The longer versions will come up so you fully understand it. Then, after watching the videos, you want to go back to our website. Now, if you prefer to read, you may want to skip that and go to this stage first. But most people like to listen and watch. Watch these videos as you are driving to and from your work. Yes, talk and trap. Don't watch them. Listen to them. Listen to them in your smartphone. Hook it up to your car audio system. We'll let it play. Just listen to it a couple, three times. The longest one is the first one, 9 minutes. Okay? If it's too long for your trip, play half on your way to work, half on the way back to work. Watch them several times. Listen to them several times in your car. And then go home and watch them at home to see, man, I want to see everything in more clarity in front of me. And then what you want to do, folks, is on our front page, go on the top right, Income Tax Freedom. You see that? Income Tax Freedom tab has a drop-down menu on how to free yourself from individual income tax, free yourself from tax withholding. Yes, you can do that. Free yourself from Social Security taxes. Free yourself from 1099 information reports and W-9 forms and from self-employment taxes. Yep. Read these. Folks, the first ones are the most important ones. I'm going to go over the very first one here, the most important one, okay, as an example what you could and should do. When you go there, you read here, okay, how you can lawfully be free yourself from filing and paying U.S. income taxes. And after this instruction and overview and the video on this topic, which tells you more, you will find a petition to Congress to redress of your grievance. And the petition is found here. Here are those, you find the petitions right here. Below this bold writing is the blue link to the petition. And when you open that petition, folks, you will see the actual petition for you written to your U.S. House of Representative member and your senators. You got to get that information yourself on the internet, easy, and address it to them. Okay, and it's entitled Justification for Congressional Investigation on Income Tax Collection. Yes, this is a petition to Congress to stop the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, IRS management, and some double crooked judges who are deliberately ignoring the law and imposing income tax on you who don't owe it. Okay, and Congress can do that. That's their job. The same way that impeached President Trump and upon two-thirds vote of U.S. Senate, they would have been removed from office. They can do that with any and all federal government employees. IRS management, Department of Injustice lawyers and leaders, and even the judges, they can remove them from office. You're writing for them to get that process starting by investigating this issue further, going forward. Okay. These letters, as you see here, are re-proofed to be perfect, folks. Perfect. They quote the laws like you see right here. Exactly verbatim from the laws. None of this is made up. In fact, this first letter is 9 pages only of 14-point font, easy to read. And at the end of the letter, all these legal quotations referred to are attached. And here is the attachment list. All these legal sources, Supreme Court cases, regulations of the federal tax laws are listed here first. And below them, every one of them is attached. Yes, every one of them from the government official website sources. Relevant parts are highlighted for your convenience and that of Congress. So you know I'm not making this stuff up. Everything here is actually there. This is the same stuff you saw earlier. So what you want to do is get all these letters, all 5 of them. Fill out and send it to your House member and your 2 U.S. senators, okay, by certified mail. And keep that green and white slip, proof that you send out to them, okay? And follow-up would be a good idea, too. Now, they might ignore you. They might give you a short, little, non-responsive answer. That's possible. And people say, oh, yeah, Paymon, they're crooks. They ignore you. I understand that. Too many politicians, unfortunately, do not do their job. But guess what? This is the only constitutional legal way to do this short of us taking up arms and shoot the criminals like the founding fathers of America, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry. That's what those guys did over 200 years ago. You have the same rights. The Declaration of Independence guarantees you that right, recognizes it. But hold your firepower, keep your powder dry, do this process first. That's why it's the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is after you exhausted your First Amendment solutions, which is what I'm showing you. So you all should do this thing first thing. Always. As much as possible, folks, I put material on our website for free. Yes, the videos, they'll teach you a lot. The petition to Congress educate you too, by the way. Okay, you got to be, you read those letters, petitions, and then send them out. So educate yourself and your congressman. And then you take a stand. No more paying your enemies to destroy you. Again, you have no lawful, constitutional, ethical, moral duty to pay your enemies in this U.S. corrupt government to destroy you, the deep state. None. Your money doesn't go to paper roads, police protection, fire, schools, education, or roads. It doesn't. We don't need the federal government to do that stuff. Over 90% of our military could be reduced. And even that 10% is still way too much. We don't need that to protect us. China's not going to come over Pacific Ocean to try to take over us. Russia's not going to go over Europe and Atlantic and take over us. As much as propaganda they do again on television, major media on you. And we have a strong defense. We got too much military. It's not defense either, it's offense. So take advantage of as many of these free stuff on our website as possible. And I work very hard, folks, for 28 years to make as much available to you as I can so you can help yourself as possible. Okay? Now, some of you have come to me over the years and said, Paymon, thank you. I appreciate that education, but listen, I don't have the time or interest or education level to understand and do all this stuff as good as you do. I would love to have you with your knowledge to back me up. Because, you know, I like that peace of mind. Okay, would you please do it? In fact, back in 2000 when I was approached by that, I was only teaching classes. I said, no. I want to help have people, you help yourself. That was my, always been that kind of a person. Help you fish for yourself rather than me fishing for you. But people kept asking me, Paymon, I would like you to help me out. So, okay. In 2001, I started a program called the Royal Freedom Package. That did everything for you. Education, you know, letters to congressmen, any and all IRS issues, income tax issues, letters, responses of any sort. Completely done. No limits. And no hourly fee that builds up. No, everything's done for you. I even pay the lawyers to defend you in case they want to put you in prison. I'll pay for the lawyer, and I'll work with him to keep you be free. That's the ultimate freedom, peace of mind that people want me to give them, right? That's what you want. So I came up with this Royal Freedom Package, and you see it on the front page. And so after 20 years, finally, I got the program so good that I was able to offer you just a few months ago this seven-year $1 million guarantee for those of you interested, you know, and that I will guarantee the IRS will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years while I'll reimburse you up to $1 million. Yes. I would not make a 7-year million-dollar guarantee and put my own reputation and credibility and Freedom Law School at risk. I make this guarantee because I can do it. More than that, longer than that. That's the minimum. So that's available, folks. If you got those of you who want some help, you know, beyond just all the free information I try to give you to help you free yourself, it's there. The program is lower in cost for young people. So young people, folks, I know you don't make as much as the older guys. If you're under 35, there's price discounts for you to help it more affordable to you. For those of you over 40, 35 who don't make as much, I'll allow payment plans, okay, so that we work with everybody. I don't want no one to not be free just because of money. Okay, that's my commitment to you, okay? I'll always try to make it possible for you to live free. Somehow or another, I'll make it possible for you. Money's not the issue for me. I want you to be free, not be a slave. And one of those things I've done here beyond that is here, as you see, at bottom of front, go down our front page, is you can get paid up to $4,500 cash, tax-free. All you have to do with this is your freedom opportunity, your opportunity, folks, to share your love of freedom and get paid for it. Yep, get paid for sharing your love of freedom. You watched this presentation so long, guess what? That tells me that you love freedom. You love the truth. So do what you feel like doing. Share it, okay? On your social media, email it to your friends, text it to your friends, the front page of Freedom Law School website. Hey, check this out, right? Share it with them. And for every person that you refer to Freedom Law School that gets the royalty and package, you can get paid up to $4,500 cash, tax-free. It's right there on this page. Read about it, folks. For those of you who are low income or younger people, can't afford a program, this is your way. You can pay for your own freedom by helping others be free. What a lovely way to share your love of freedom with others, love of truth with others. Folks, I got to tell you the truth. I'm not a very emotional kind of a guy. That's one of my faults. My wife tells me that all the time. Pima, you're not sensitive. Oftentimes. She's right. I got to tell you this, folks. I do this work because I love you. I want you, every one of you, to be free. To have a better life. You shouldn't have to work your life, sweat and tears, be a slave, and have your money robbed illegally by deception for them to use your money to destroy you. You can't keep up with your bills, don't have enough savings account for your retirement, or buy a house, or buy a better house, because through deception you've been reduced to slave. This is my way of sharing my love for you. The only thing that stops you from going forward is lack of love with you. Lack of love is not anger, it's fear. False evidence appearing real. Do not let fear stop you. Let your love of truth take you on this journey. Continue on this journey. Go to our website. Put our website on the screen, guys. Livefreenow.org. Our videos on our website, our petitions on our website, it's all well organized to help you on your journey for freedom. Whether you want to do it on your own for free, please do it. If you feel confident and safe to do that, and go ahead. If you want Freedom Law School to support you, we got a Royal Freedom Package. That's available for you too. Okay? It's all your choice. But no matter what you do, folks, continue on this path. I will guarantee you, you'll be free. You'll be happier, more prosperous, and feel good and confident that you know you are the kind of person that the founding fathers of America, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, and those men and women of the times. You're doing the right thing in your heart, stand up for good. Keep with that process, and you have all that and more. Okay, how long was that presentation, guys? Well, I'm going to try and make this into 45 minutes next time. So that was a practice run, folks. At the Red Select Spa, I'm going to try some of the same stuff in a shorter presentation. So I got to really shorten a few things, don't I? Okay. Let's put that call number on the screen because we're going to get your questions answered. Okay. I think we have a couple short videos to do also, guys, don't we? If you guys give me that list, we may do that tonight. We may not. But I should do a short video on this, shouldn't I? Okay. I should do a short video on this topic. Well, that's going to be a little difficult, folks, okay? Because there's a lot of stuff covered here that, geez, it's going to be hard to do. Well, I'm going to go over the bluff part of the whole system. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do that, the bluff part. You think, guys, should I play the Hopper video? Should I play the Hopper video, guys? What do you think? Yeah, not for the short, huh? We don't have time to get into the short. It would be an interesting intro. To the video, huh?
But that's a minute.
It's going to add a minute to that thing. Yeah, I think I'm going to do without it. We have to do without it, folks. You know, I'm going to go with the bluff part of it for basically, because the rest of it would just take too much. Okay, let's... get to that. Do you have a Freedom Catalog, by the way, on our website? Can you get that to me, guys, so I can talk about that a little bit? I didn't talk about it in a long video, but I should have had that on the screen. Senator Henry Belmont's quote. Maybe I can get it from our website.
The quote is up on the website.
Yeah, where?
The page that we created.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. I do have it. On that page, we do have it. Okay. Under, that's right. IRS is mostly bluff. Yes, they are. Okay. Yes. Okay, that's right. I'm going to go talk about this right off the bat. I'm going to take it just a 1 minute to 2 minute break. I'll be right back. So don't go away, okay? Put the call number, guys, on the screen for the live audience, and I'll be back in just 1 minute. And the short thing, a presentation of this, and I'm going to come back in a minute. Okay, my friend, thank you for your indulgence, and I'm going to do a short video on this thing, and the consensus is that I should put the video of Hopper in here. So we're going to put it in there because I think they're right. I got to put a little emotional appeal to it because that will give them the understanding of the whole understanding of this whole picture. You know, it really gets the message home. So we'll do that. Okay? All right, I'm ready to get started. Hold on. I got the wrong video there. Hold on. I got the wrong video, not the Hopper video. I got to get the... No, that's not it. Where's... Oh, here. I got it here, I think. No, where's Hopper video? Keeping those ants in line. Yes. It's about keeping those ants in line, folks. Remember that, right? That's what they said. Okay. All right. Well, we'll take care of those grasshoppers. The Rockefeller and Rothschild grasshoppers, right? Well, let's go.
All right, we are ready to start in 3, 2, 1.
The IRS is mostly bluff. Call it a bluff and be free of the federal income tax. I am Pay Mom with the Hair Day, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. I will show you in a short presentation IRS's bluff in a huge way. But before I do and expose the IRS, let me tell you you ought to watch a short one-minute clip from the movie A Bug's Life, where the grasshoppers have enslaved the masses of ants to be the slaves to feed them, work for them, right? And now in this scene, you see the head of the grasshoppers talking about the slavery of the ants and then possibly waking up and realizing they don't have to be slaves of the grasshoppers. Big banks and corporations, Chase, Bank of America, Amazon, Google, Citicorp, military industrial contractors that own the system, you don't have to be, and the politicians, you don't have to be the slave anymore. Look at this, folks, at our website. We have this. No, let's start again. I messed up.
Yeah, because we're also taking a minute and a half just to talk about the thing.
After.
So we just want to quickly get into it.
Yeah, I should just got into it first. Yeah, I should just got into it real quick. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm perfect. I'm trying to get better. Okay.
And the grasshopper video is not on our website. It's not even public on our website. Mm-hmm. It's specifically for us at the moment.
That's okay. All right, let's do that. Yeah.
Going to go ahead and start. Do you want to rewind it now?
Okay, well, yeah, let's start. Yeah, my God. No, I got the beginning of video. I got one here.
Oh,
thank you. I got to be. Okay, I fixed that. Thank you. My camera guy watches me, folks, making mistakes and straightening me out so I do it right. Okay, let's do it.
All right. We're gonna
start in 3, 2, 1. The IRS is mostly bluff. Call the bluff and be free of the income tax. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I founded in 1996. Before we continue, let's watch a short clip of the movie A Bug's Life, where the grasshoppers, who have enslaved the masses of ants to be the slaves and feed them, is now the head of them is speaking about the problem that they got with the ants waking up and taking back their freedoms. Here we go. Let's watch this together.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boy. They're puny.
Okay.
Leave it. Wait. Start the video over again and leave it maximized like that.
But I lose my rest of my screen when I do that.
What do you mean?
I cannot see my other stuff.
You don't need to see other stuff.
Okay, fine. Okay, yeah, you're right. I can do that. Okay, fine. Right. Okay. All right, let's start again. Sorry, guys. One more time. Okay, let's go. Ready?
In 3, 2, 1.
The IRS is mostly bluff. Call their bluff and be free of the slavery of the federal income tax. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. Let's watch this one-minute clip from the movie A Bug's Life, where the grasshoppers are like the big banks and corporations that rule over the massive American ants that they suck our money through their politicians and their system to empower and enrich them. Because that analogy applies very much today. Watch.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boy, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
It's about keeping you in line as a slave. So I'm going to show you right now more about the bluff. What you got to do, folks, is go to livefreenow.org, our website, and under education materials, go down to the IRS is mostly bluff. When you go to this page, you'll see it right here. You see this quote by U.S. Senator Henry Belmont, who in 1969 said this: in a recent conversation with an official of the IRS, I was amazed when he told me, quote, if the taxpayers of this country ever discover that the IRS operates on 9% bluff, the entire system will collapse. Yep. And guess what, folks? That's what the IRS admits on their own website, IRS. Here it is on the IRM page of IRS. They say that IRS system, our system of taxation, depends on taxpayers' belief, not law, but belief that the tax laws they follow apply to everyone. Yep. And guess what, folks? There's more. Here's the Treasury Inspector General for tax administration saying that high-income non-filers owing billions of dollars are not being worked by the IRS. This is May 2020. Folks, that's people making $100,000 a year or more, according to IRS. Here they show that, you know, about almost a million people are these high-income people that are paying income tax. Even millionaires, over $1 million a year, some of them are not paying income tax, not filing income tax at all. And here, this other chart shows the number of non-filers in 2016 was almost 11 million. And guess what? In this article, look at this, folks, by Fred Goldberg and Charles Rosati, which was published by Bloomberg Tax. Guess what? You'll see this former commissioner of the IRS tell you this. They tell you what's critical for you to understand, folks, is that substantially all of the revenues increases. Taxes does not come from IRS audits. Yes, folks, it's not the audits that get them money. It comes from taxpayers getting it right when they file their tax returns. Yes, when you file your tax return, that's where the IRS money comes from, not from audit of non-filers. And here's this article, how the IRS was gutted by this Communist ProPublica publication, and it says down, look at this, folks. They're saying, based upon IRS's information, IRS's data that they get, that the nation of people who didn't file a return have plunged. In year 2010, it was 2.3 million. And look at this, folks. In 2017, the number is down to 360,000 only. And it's even less than that now. Folks, I just gave you some basic stuff. There's a lot more that you now need to know about how you have a lot more power. And the IRS is the creature of the media. Just like Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton are the big, powerful people made by the media. They are weak. They have a lot more power. So to learn more about this topic, there's a link above and in the description below. Click on the box above to a longer explanation of this issue in its longer video, more detail, so you can call IRS's bluff. Because the system is based upon 90% bluff, remember? Senator Belmont said that. And this way you can free yourself of income tax deception, robbery, and slavery. LiveFreeNow.org. For more details, our website. Okay, how long was that, guys?
6 minutes.
Okay, just short enough. Let's go to callers with questions. We have one from area code 253, one from area code 317. So 253 dropped off. We're going to go to area code 317 caller. Give me your first name only, my friend, and how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
My name is Larry, and I heard about you through my girlfriend, actually, through YouTube.
Great. And how can I help you?
I have three questions. One, last year I worked all year and I received a W-2s from my employer. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just now learning about all of this. Am I obligated to do my taxes this year? Do I have to file and pay? Because I don't pay federal taxes but once a year. I don't pay through the year. Every year I have my taxes done by a friend. She tells me what I owe, and then I pay. So since my employer has reported me to what I made and quote-unquote owe, am I obligated to do that legally?
Excellent question, and I covered that in one of our recent Freedom Hours. If you go to Freedom Law School's YouTube channel by typing Freedom Law School on YouTube, it'll come up, right? Let me show you right here. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is you see this is our YouTube channel you see. On the search thing in the top center right of the page, click on the search icon, see on search. And there you type the word W-2, right? W-2. And it comes up. Oh, look at that. Okay. Now, the ones that come up, the ones with the backgrounds are better. The newer ones are better than the older ones. Okay. So you see right here, I did a short version. I got a IRS W-2 form. Does this mean I must file a 1040 tax form and pay U.S. income taxes? This is about 10 minutes. And below that, the complete full presentation you see here, right, which is 49 minutes long. Watch those. The short answer to your question is no, you don't. Your employer sent a false W-2, fraudulent W-2 to the IRS, saying that, you know, you are, you know, you have, you're Washington, D.C. You're not. You're not. So that's false. Just because this is a falsehood doesn't mean you have to file income tax at all. Okay?
Very good. That's what I was thinking, but it's better to hear it. Okay, the second question is, how will this affect my credit history by stopping paying taxes? Is there anything that they can do about my credit history, you know, make it bad or anything like that?
You see that? Zero.
I see that.
At all, period.
Very good. Okay.
That's what the media keeps telling you, folks. They want you to think that's going to destroy you. It doesn't. Even the waters will not even move one inch.
Right on. Okay. And the last question is, can I reclaim taxes that I have paid in the past?
Other people have tried that. I have not gotten into that. And I generally do not favor that because the IRS may not give your money back to you. And in addition, they may try to fine you $5,000 penalty for doing that. So I generally say from past to future. Focus on the future is the best way to go.
Makes sense. Thank you for what you do and for sharing and showing us the way. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Larry. My pleasure.
You have a great evening.
You have a good evening, Larry. Stay on. You may learn from other people's questions and answers, perhaps, my friend. Do you have any other callers right now? The comments on online. No more callers. Okay. Now, let's see. How about some questions on online? Okay, let's see. Joe has a question. Joe Bubble has asked a question. Let me see if I can find his question first. Answer it because I don't see it. It's at the top. Not far up. Well, I'm going up there. Is it quite a bit of a... Joe, at what time? 8:55? Okay, I guess I passed it. No problem. Hang in there. Let's see what Joe wants to know. Oh, Joe, I see that. Why do we need to pay taxes when they can print all they want and need? Good question. The chairman of the Federal Reserve Board in 1940s, a guy named Bugie Birgit Rummel, R-U-M-L, said in a speech before the American Bar Association that taxation for revenue is obsolete. In fact, you can look it up on, in fact, my friend Larry Beecraft, attorney Larry Beecraft on his website has that article, taxation for revenue obsolete. And basically it said that, other people have it also apparently on their website, okay? And they say that, Birgit Rummel, here we go. 1945 speech he gave. Here it is. You see it, okay? Other people talk about that, okay? That the real purposes of taxes were to stabilize the purchasing power of dollar, which means to reduce inflation. Because the banks keep making money out of thin air, the frauds of the money system we got. Banks create money out of thin air by creating credit and lending it out at interest. And this process creates inflation. This reduces the rate of inflation, so it benefits the bank. The gig of them doesn't get exposed. So that's why they do that. Okay? And also to express public policy and distribution of wealth of income. That means to manipulate you, right? It's subsidizing or penalizing various industries and economic groups. Yeah, that's right. So that those of you are in there, in a benefited group, you can get money. Those you're not benefited group that don't like you, you get nothing. That's what it is for. So you're right. We don't need income tax at all. Good question. Good question, my friend. Any other questions? Okay. Now, someone says, you remember these links reports. They conveniently are no longer available on the IRS website. Oh, yes. A lot of this stuff is now on their website. On the website, they used to publish the number of people that go to jail, prison filers and non-filers, and that everybody. Everybody was this much, and non-filers were like, let out even 10%. So Freedom Law School started publicizing it in our material, and now the new ones, they haven't been putting them up. Because I showed how they go after filers far more than non-filers. Non-filers are far, far safer in every way than filers who hang themselves by filing, filling a 1040 form, put the rope around their neck, and put the rope on the ledge for the rest to pull and hang them. Okay, good questions. Now, Big Black Hawk has a question. What are your experience dealing with the IRS? I'm sure the beast has tried to come after you at some point. Well, yes, of course. Well, I'll give you a little bit of that. Let's go to our website, Freedom Law School, since I started in 1992 at this time, right? So here we go. When you go to the front page of Freedom Law School's website at livefreedom.org, on the right side, under our victories, you see FLS victories, Freedom Law School victories. By the way, guys, let's change it to Freedom Law School victories. It's okay, and if you open that link in a new tab, you'll see a few of our victories, okay? First, in 1994, when I was new, before there was a Freedom Law School, okay? And they've been looking at me, and as a, quote, potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. After about 18 months, the Criminal Investigation Division gave up on this baseless investigation. So I've been under continuous investigation of some sort by the IRS. Criminal, civil, which is for money, or as an abusive tax shelter promoter or combination of those, okay? So you can see all the documents. If you click on the hyperlinks, you see documentation for all of that. You see here, I beat the IRS in their own $700,000 case. IRS in December 2009 put liens on me for about $700,000. For 11 years of taxes. Yes, 11 years. It took me 2 years to challenge them. And in November 2011, I won. And the IRS appeals officer removed all of these tax liens. They were withdrawn. Okay. And the tax court also, in November 2012, approved that ruling. So the $700,000 was taken to zero. Another victory, which I do not have on my website, I got to put it on. I'll just tell you about it, is the IRS. Oh, I forgot the year exactly. It was about, I think, year 2000, I don't know, 8. Yeah, I think it was about 2008. A criminal investigation division agent issued a summons to the hotel where I held an annual freedom meeting. I had a bunch of great freedom speakers, or about 15 of them, speak about different freedom issues. And they wanted to get the hotel records, everything about me, who attended. So I sued that IRS agent for violating the First Amendment rights, right of free speech, press, assembly to associate, for the purpose of redress of our grievances against criminal U.S. government, as well as to quash, get rid of that summons to the hotel. So the hotel doesn't have to turn anything over to the IRS. Guess what? When I filed the lawsuit, came the response of the IRS. The IRS lawyer told the court judge, look, here's the proof that our summons has been withdrawn. So there's nothing here. It's issues moot, irrelevant. There's no summons of the hotel records. You should just dismiss the lawsuit. And so guess what? The IRS summons went away. As far as I know, that is the only criminal investigation summons by the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division that has been removed by the IRS by somebody challenging them in court. And maybe others, I don't know of any. I heard of one, okay? So here we go. You want more? Here it is. IRS came after me in 2003, claiming that I was an abusive tax shelter promoter. And in 2016, they recanted and they said, we are closing this investigation. Again, you want to see all this stuff, it's there. For example, you click on that, it goes into more detail. You see how all this stuff came about. You know, the initial investigation, click on that. That will come out. If you click on that like I did here, how it started, it's all explained here, and all the documentation you see on there is hyperlinked. This is a letter IRS sent me in April 2003, May 2003, you know, sent me several letters. In June 2003, they retreated. You see all this kind of stuff there, okay? So that's been the short history of my personal wins against the IRS. So I hope that answers your question. Again, the biggest win, of course, is they don't dare try to put me in jail. They don't indict me. I have not filed and paid income tax for over 30 years. I've been talking about it for over 28 years. I've been telling people out there in America openly at meetings, seminars, online, you, American people in the 50 states, are not required to file income tax either. They don't try to get me for conspiracy to rip off the U.S. government or client conspiracy, what they call it, because I'm only simply trying to educate you, expose the criminals in government so together we can act and eradicate the criminality that has taken over the IRS, U.S. Department of Injustice, and even many double crooked judges in black robe. Okay? Hope that helps you, my friend. Do you have anybody else with any more questions? All right. Very well, folks. I want to thank each of you for watching, but I want to implore you, please do what you feel in your heart. Share Freedom Law School's website to people you know. Text it to them, our front page, the 10-minute, 9-minute view in the front. They watch, listen to this 9-minute video on your drive to and from work. That's the best way to get anybody started. They start from there, folks. It's up to them to go from here. Either they're going to be gripped in fear. Oh, I was going to say, this is interesting. I'll have to check it into it some more. And they're going to be where you are. And you have to go to our website, watching some more our videos, our petition to Congress, and education material. You and for yourself, and so will they. Please share the good news. Share the truth. Share the freedom. Okay? All right. Let's see. Any other questions? When was the last time anybody filed an information return upon me? The last time my dog Rex filed an information return against me was in 1994. Yes. And that's one of the reasons why on our website I will show you one of the letters that we sent to Congress is exactly about this topic. Look, income tax freedom on our website, right? You go there down to free yourself from 1099 information reports. That's about the IRS no longer sending false 1099s to people who are small business owners. They're all false. Also, you see on the same place, income tax freedom, free yourself from individual income tax. This petition, letter to Congress, is also about you not having to, now no W-2 should be used against you falsely to the IRS. This is a letter, okay? They should be none of these false W-2s sent to the IRS against you. That is a part of the problem. But guess what? Your participation, your reading these petitions, send them to Congress is crucial to expand our efforts and have results to have employers stop sending false W-2 1099s to the IRS. Okay? Any other questions? That's it. All right, my friends. I'll give each of you my love. I wish you all a great evening. Share this with people now. This is tax season. This is the time to share with people. Not in June or July. People are on vacation. Now, this is the tax season to share this information. Find a picture on our website. Send it to text it to people. The best way is to text it. Hey, watch this 9-minute video on top of the page or listen to it on your way to work or back. And let me know what you think. Right? Do that now. May 17th is the deadline for the 1040 tax confession forms this year, but extend it. But don't wait, folks. Do it right now and help another human being, another American soul to be free of income tax, slavery, and robbery. Okay. All right, gentlemen and women, I knew we